The views expressed on the Making It Matter podcast are that of Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Making It Matter podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doc. You're listening to the Making It Matter podcast with Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com.
Hey there, it's Gunnar Esiason, and thanks for joining Julia and I for episode 15 of the Making It Matter podcast series, Cystic Fibrosis Dating and the Holidays.
Hi everyone, Making It Matter is a weekly podcast presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com, highlighting the challenges that people with CF face and the people that face them.
Since Julie and I both have cystic fibrosis, we're remaining compliant with the National Cystic Fibrosis Guidelines regarding patient interaction and cross-infection by recording via Skype. This podcast was made possible by Novartis, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and the Digital Credit Union. So big thanks to them for always supporting the Boomer Esiason Foundation educational programs. So today, we're going to get right into it. Last week, we're going to revisit a subject that we touched on last week. And it was that I went and played paintball last weekend. And we left off with the question whether or not my feeding tube was going to survive the weekend. And yes, in fact, it did.
Yay. So glad to hear.
So am I. You have no idea.
Did you win?
We won and we lost. It was a long day. And I cannot tell you how sore I am. Even a few days later, my legs were totally not in shape for that kind of thing. But it was fun. And I had like a little vest, and I covered my feeding tube, and it actually worked out because I ended up getting shot like probably a good 4 or 5 inches away from where my tube would be sitting on my exposed sternum. So it all worked out. The tube is still in my body, and I was able to live and play paintball another day. So
success.
Exactly. Unfortunately, you were not there to partake in the fun with us as much as we all would have loved. For you and I to be shooting at each other.
Next time, for sure.
Next time, for sure. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to take you up on that offer.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, I look forward to it. all right, so we're going to jump into it now jump away from that and jump into another topic. And that topic is dating. So Julie and I, we've been promoting that we want people to email us questions, and for some reason this seems to be question number the hottest topic that we get. So, Julia, why don't you lead us off with one of the emails that you got?
Sure. I got an email from a CF mom, and I actually love the way she phrased the question. She was wondering how cystic fibrosis can complicate or enhance a romantic relationship. So, Gunnar,
do you want to
answer that question first?
You want me to take that one? Okay. Yeah, so, you know, here's good news. I've had girlfriends. I do have a girlfriend, so it can happen. It's not impossible. Really, it's a matter of whether or not they can put up with my personality, not necessarily my CF. That's the way that I look at it. That's a major challenge for everyone. not just girls included. But I think realistically that, you know, there are some things and some current concerns that people with cystic fibrosis probably do have when they go into the dating world and they're at that age where they want to date or find a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever. And it's all about finding, what I always say, it's always about finding the right person. It's all about finding someone who is certainly empathetic towards cystic fibrosis, someone who has a lot of patience, because there's definitely a lot of good days, a lot of bad days, and a lot of times when you have to say no. There's a lot of times you have to say no to plans, that you have to say no to, you know, maybe doing something on a whim or something like that. So those are definitely a few qualities that I look for. I'm not going to sit here and tell you like that I'm Dr. Phil or something. But these are just my experiences. And I've also always been upfront with people that I've either gone on dates with or, you know, people who have made it past date 4, 5, and 6 and have gone on to have the title of girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I've always been upfront with my CF and I've always been, you know, pretty honest about it.
Yeah, I think that's so important. Initially, I was not upfront and open about it, which was weird for me because it was already such a huge part of my life, you know, like already the first thing that came up when you Googled me. So if they had Googled me.
Everyone can Google Julia right now if they want.
Yeah. Julia Ray has cystic fibrosis. But, and in some ways, then it became an elephant in the room, which made it harder to bring up. So recently, I think I've come to terms with the fact that, like, being open initially is just so much better. Also, you totally just get right to, like, the heart of the person, too, I think, by talking about it early on. You can see, like, who they really are, like, when it comes to facing something like CF. So in some ways, I actually think it does enhance the relationship on that regard.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think, like I've always said, even with friends or people that you're new to meeting, you know, you don't want to be holding a secret from someone. You don't want to be having, you know, a trust issue right off the bat with somebody.
Yeah.
And the best way to have a trust issue or some sort of secret is by not telling.
Sharing.
Yeah, not sharing that you have cystic fibrosis. Because it's such a major part of your life, right?
Exactly.
So I
think when you, like, start not sharing it, it gets harder. Like, I've been in relationships where, like, I'm like, shoot, I'm, like, going out on date number 5 and I still haven't brought it up. Like, I need to bring it up. But then the moment never comes because, yeah, it's a hard conversation to have, I think. But it only gets harder the more you don't bring it up.
Yeah. You know, the way that I have subtly brought it up in, you know, a few ways, especially if it's like if I've met a girl at like a bar or I've met a girl out or something like that. And then you go on a date or something. And, you know, you may not really talk a lot in between, but it sort of just happens like as if it happened like in 1975 where you meet someone. You meet somebody out, and then, like, 3 days later, you go, like, to dinner or something. Now, as if that, like, really happens a lot anymore, but I have done that before. And the way that I have, like, used or have subtly indicated that I have CF is by exposing my pill box. You know, I take my pill case right out and put it on the table, and then when the food comes or something like that, I'm taking pills. And obviously, the pill case contains a lot of interesting-looking pills. So it's definitely a conversation starter or... the brave soul ask a brave question and, you know, what are those things? So that's like, that's a method that I've used. And then I've also had a girl that I went on a date with. She actually Googled me because I guess this is something that people do in the 21st century. They Google people that they might have met once, or they can't really, they don't want a friend on Facebook, but they just Google you. And then she, of course, she came upon that I had cystic fibrosis because it's out there on the Google. And that was just like, so what's CF? And I was like, oh, we're going to do that right now.
Good for her, though, for being honest. Yeah, I've had people that have Googled me and then they'll like nod or say something and I'll be like, okay, you already know what I'm telling you.
Since when do we have to start doing background checks on people, you know, like. You know, you don't, it's kind of a weird thing.
It really is. It is.
Like, why do we have to, you know, is there really that much distrust in the world that we have to background check someone we meet at?
Yeah, because then the first date becomes like pointless.
Boring,
because
yeah.
You already
the whole
know
thing
all
is that. It's like, I kind of look at it as like a job interview. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you're like. We're interviewing for, like, I'm interviewing for a job, you're interviewing for a job, and maybe we'll meet somewhere in the middle, or maybe we won't, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then maybe you'll get invited back for a second interview, you know, second round of interviews, and maybe you'll do the panel interview with my friends next time. So, you know, it's a horrible way of looking at things, but it's a great analogy because it works.
I love that. A panel of friends.
Yeah, exactly. The panel interview. They'll just start asking you questions, getting to know you. I'm never going to get a date ever again after saying that. I think companionship is important.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for everyone, obviously.
Yeah. And the foundation, you're right, is trust. Like, you need to build that right away.
Exactly. But at the same time, you know, there is there's definitely a lot of frustration and stress for the person that you're going to be dating or... In my case, you know, I know that my girlfriend right now definitely probably feels stress and frustration when I'm sick and things like that. And unfortunately, that's, you know, that's the way things go. So, the person that you're dating has to be, you know, some people can deal with that, and other people can't.
Yeah.
Or they can at this point in their life. They're not ready for that at this point in their life, because CF is a very heavy, heavy topic, and we all know that there are some very serious things that can happen later in life with cystic fibrosis that, that, you know, significant others may either have to anticipate or be ready for, or, you know, mm-hmm. what if you're out with someone and then all of a sudden, you know, you start coughing up blood? What will the significant other do? You know, will he or she react in that moment? Will he or she prove him or herself to be, the best first responsible possible?
Right. Yeah. And I do think in some aspects, like having CF is a secret, like long-term relationship, not, you know, advantage maybe, or not blessing, but in the sense that you get to know that person can either like be with you in the rough patches or not, like fairly early on. I think that that's important in a long-term relationship. Obviously, it's only long-term if you can stick out the tough stuff. So oh, yeah,
exactly. I think a very funny way I had a friend of mine put it one way is like, it's like, Gunnar, you must have a rubric that you must bring on dates when you go out with girls for the first, second, or third time and see if they can check off every single thing. I was like, that's a horrible way of putting it. But, in a lot of ways, that's true, I think, of relationships and friendships for everyone, because you either are compatible with people or mm-hmm. you aren't compatible with people. And the only way that you can figure it out is through experiences, you know, like... There's different things that you know, can those people hang out with your friends, your already established friends? You know, I'm a huge believer of, you know, I have my core group of friends that I'm loyal to, that I'm going to be loyal to for the rest of my life. Can you know, that my significant other, you know, deal with that? Is she going to be okay yeah. with, you know, with my friends and me always, you know, prioritizing, you know, their needs in a lot of ways?
Yeah. Well, and I always think friends are a good indicator of whether that person's good news anyway, you know, like,
oh yeah, exactly.
My friends always know best, always.
Oh yeah. You know, I think there's, you know, you're in a lot of ways, your friends are the ones who, and my sister specifically is a huge influence on, people that I've dated and people who I, you know, who I do date, and she, thank God, she does support my girlfriend now. but she's definitely put the roadblock up a few times.
Yeah. Sounds like me with my brothers.
Exactly. And yeah, so like you said, I think, you know, my friends, they're very protective of me because I have CF, and as they should be, they've felt protective of me at college. They've felt protective of me at really any phase of life. And even more so when it comes to the girls that I introduced to them.
Yeah, I think that's important. And I think acknowledging to anyone listening, like bringing it up is hard, especially initially. But in the long run, honestly, I've only gained respect, and like, even if that didn't lead anywhere, that relationship didn't lead anywhere, I've only gained respect in the eyes of the person that I told, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that if the person's not going to accept your cystic fibrosis or the way you lead your life, why does that person even need to be in your life to begin with?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, why, you know, you'd rather know right away.
Yeah. Weed them out early on.
Yeah. I have CF. What do you think? Boom. Right there. Conversation opener.
Yeah.
Put the ball in their court right away. No,
you're fired.
Yeah, exactly. Job interview over.
Yeah.
I think it's an important subject to broach because it's such a complex topic, and it's obviously something that evolves over time. So on day one, let's say, you know, Timmy meets Jill at the bar, and Timmy tells Jill about his CF. Jill's fine with it, you know, for the first 3-4 months, and then all of a sudden Timmy has an issue, you know, and can Jill deal with that? You know, she's been fine with it so far. But is she able to deal with it on month 3-4? You know, forget about, you know, year 5-6-7. Is she able to deal with it then? But is she able to deal with it in the short term as well? So these are questions that you have to ask yourself but they aren't questions that need to consume yourself. You know, you can't be consumed with these things because then you just terrify yourself of getting yourself out there and putting yourself out there.
Right. Right. And you're never going to know until you get to those, you know, roadblocks or bumps in the road, really. And then, yeah, you get to figure out the tough stuff and figure out if that's the right person and really the right person that you want around in that moment too. Like, you know,
yeah, in a lot of ways you get to choose who your first responder is going to be because at the end of the day, you're probably going to be spending a lot of time with that person, you know, do you want that person there, in a hard, tough moment for you? You know, is that something that you can deal with? Or is it something that you even want?
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's, exactly. I think a lot of time people struggle with trying to decide what they want because it's definitely a complex topic. And it's certainly something that I'm not prepared to answer here today because it's, you know, something I think every single person struggles with, what they want in life. And it's a constantly evolving answer.
Yep. No, I agree.
And then sort of related to the topic is, you know, how can you meet, you know, say you have cystic fibrosis, how can you meet somebody? There's a lot of ways to do it. There's people with CF who are very high functioning. There's people with CF who get sick quite frequently. There's people with CF who are somewhere in the middle. And, you know, it's definitely possible for all these people to get out there and meet somebody. You know, there's different ways of doing these things.
Now we have a plethora of ways.
Exactly. I mean, you can do it the old-fashioned way, like the 1975 way. Go meet someone at a bar and ask the person out. Get a phone number that way, or you can use Tinder. Tinder came out when I was a senior in college. I mean, I would be lying if I told you that I have never gone on a Tinder or Hinge date there. They're hilarious, you know? Everyone's got to do it.
It's true.
I feel you judging me through the camera, right?
No, I'm not. I have succumbed on occasion to the phone apps.
Yeah, because they're fun and everyone loves it.
Well,
and
yeah, my brother says it feeds your God complex because you're like.
Oh, that is a way of putting it. But I also think of it as a way of like, you know what it really is? It's taking the bar or the commonplace out of the equation. Because
right.
all you're doing is you're just meeting people in a different medium. Like you're going. The moment you turn on your app is the same as walking into a bar.
Yeah.
And you're seeing 1,000 people in the bar, and you're choosing who you want to talk to and who you don't want to talk to. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, whether or not that's what I hope that it is, or whether that's actually what it is I guess
truthfully
up for discussion. But yeah, there are ways to do it, and I think depending on where you are with your cystic fibrosis and where you are in life, different ways work for you. Obviously, you have a dog that totally agrees with me right now.
He so agrees with you. that dog also is a good indicator of boys, of good boys and bad boys.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Boo Radley is my screening process.
There you go. I think it's all about, like anything else in life, it's trial and error. There's going to be times when you're going to fail, and there's going to be times when you're going to succeed. And there's definitely been times when I failed, and there's been times when I succeeded in my dating career, or my job interviews, as I sometimes like to call them. See? Boo agrees with me again.
Like
going crazy.
He agrees with your dating track record.
Yeah, exactly.
Boo, stop. Okay, now that we settled Boo down, we can address my trial and errors. I think the most positive experience I've had is I've had this happen a couple of times. Guys will openly talk about how much they admire me and my fight and my willingness to be open about cystic fibrosis and the work that I do as an advocate. So in that sense, I actually think that helped me get to a more emotional and vulnerable state with those guys, which is important for any relationship. And then a negative. I have to say the worst experience I had was when I was dating a guy for a while and still had not brought it up.
Ah.
And I just kept getting, and my friends my friends met the guy and actually didn't like him. And perhaps that was why I was never bringing it up to him, because I could kind of sense that he wasn't a good guy. But every time I would go out with him, my friends would be like, have you told him yet? And I'm like, no, I can't find the right moment. And actually, in some ways, that was like a red flag in itself, that I could never find the right moment bring it up.
I agree, because I think at that point you've probably felt like I'm going to go into my Dr. Phil moment here. You know, I think you might have probably felt like, you weren't sure whether or not you could trust him, and you wanted to, you know, things like that.
That's for sure.
I think that's tough. On a softer note, I look back. There's a time in high school when I was, we were at a Friday night basketball game or something, and I was with my high school girlfriend, and I was talking to one of her friends for like the first time, and I started coughing, and like I cough, and I covered my mouth, and I guess I like covered my mouth like this, and cover my mouth over the microphone. A lot of spit came between my fingers that was covering my mouth, and like went flying across the gym, and the look of horror on this poor girl's face was like the most astounding thing ever. And I just remember my girlfriend looking at me and being like, my girlfriend at the time looking at me and being like, what was that? So that's probably my one most embarrassing moment of dating was the cystic fibrosis. But I'm happy to say that doesn't happen too often.
That's good. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, I'm happy that didn't happen too often either.
Now you know how to cover properly.
It was like one of those times, like I'm sure you've had like the moment, like when you get like into like a deep belly cough or like all of a sudden like you kind of gag yourself, and like your body goes into like adrenaline mode, and like it was just a gut reaction to do what I did to cover my mouth, but not like close my fingers, and I guess I thought my mouth was covered, but it wasn't, and just a wad of spit went flying across the gym. I was like 17 years old, just absolutely horrified the moment.
You all.
I know.
How did you recover? You're doing. See, you recovered well.
Yes, exactly. I moved on.
There's hope.
I learned about it.
It gets better.
Exactly. It does get better. And my girlfriend, my school girlfriend, didn't break up with me in the moment. So it all kind of worked out.
See.
But yeah, no, it was. God, horrible. That's like really one of the only negative. Knock on wood. That's one of the only negative moments that's happened. With CF and dating, I guess. I think it's a good topic to have. We'll keep this going. If you have any more questions about dating, obviously, Gunnar, a.k.a. Dr. Phil, is happy to answer. And Julia, a.k.a. Oprah, is also happy to answer.
As if we're love experts.
Exactly. Hardly.
We can at least give our personal experience.
It's our personal experiences for the world to see.
Yeah.
Our own meandering experiences. And how sometimes idiotic they are. all right, so we're going to put that in the backseat now. As for the Making It Matters part of today's show, Maddie Conklin, she's from Long Island. She's a freshman at Cornell playing varsity field hockey, and she has CF. I'm going to attach a little article found about her this week. Awesome that she's playing Division I athletics, has CF, and she's so successful. And also, she's a Long Island girl, so I love that. Long Island athletics always at the top of my list when it comes to pride and things like that. So awesome job, Maddie. We're really proud of you. And get in touch with us. We'd love to have you on the program.
Yeah, we'd love that. I'm so inspired by her story. So you should go read it. Gunnar will put the link in the blog part of this post and learn more about Maddie and her fierce athletic abilities.
The athletic abilities that I wish that I had.
Me too.
the dream ended when I was 18. So that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in for the 15th episode of Making It Matter. And remember, have a great Thanksgiving too.
Oh yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
That's coming up. I can't believe I almost forgot to say that. Thanksgiving is a great time for calories for people with cystic fibrosis. Okay. Make sure you get those calories.
Yes.
Make sure you do. Make us happy, please.
eat pie.
Yes, pie and all that turkey. I actually hate turkey. I'm more of a...
Me too. I'm a sides girl at Thanksgiving.
I'm all about the mashed potatoes. That's my...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my go-to. That's where totally. I get mine. My mom makes like buttermilk mashed potatoes. It's got like 100 million calories. It's amazing.
So good. So good. Stuffing, everything. All of it. Great. So good.
But remember, you can follow along with our weekly podcast via my YouTube channel on GunnarEsiason.com. Occasionally, we put them on Esiason.org, which is the BES website. On JuliaRay.com, if she ever decides to put one up there.
They are under media.
Okay. See, I put them on the front page so everyone can see.
Oh, okay.
And now you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Remember, if you subscribe on iTunes, you get early access to the podcast for all of you loyal listeners out there. I know how much that means to a lot of you. I'm not gonna guess a number because I'll just make myself look bad. And
go follow on Instagram.
Yes. Which finally came back to life like yesterday.
Yes. I forgot the password, had some password issues, but we're back to life. And so
that's how much Instagram means to Julia. Yeah. And then if you want to see us podcast about something specific, if you want to see us continue the conversation about dating and on this lovely topic, you can always send us an email or send me an email at gunnersblog@esiason.org. Yes, Gunner's blog. There's an S in there. Gunner's blog at esiason.org. Or
me at juliaray@juliaray.com.
Yes, my email is kind of weird. But yours is very original.
Thanks. I know.
Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We each have little like pages, whatever you want to call them. So do that. We like talking to you. And we love getting ideas for content and questions and answering questions. Because I love going into Dr. Phil mode.
Yes.
That's for sure. But so this is Gunnar Esiason for Julia Ray signing off.
Thanks for listening.